One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size with me, Paul Machin, as I go through all of the little bits and pieces around Liverpool Football Club on today, Monday the 10th of April. I hope everyone's had a good Easter. I hope we've all eaten our fill of chocolate eggs, and I hope we don't have our fill of interesting Liverpool stories, because I've got a few to get through right here. I apologise. I had not planned to say that, and now that I've said it, it's said. Let's just move on. We're going to be talking a little bit of the fallout from Liverpool to Arsenal 2, including the latest on the Andy Robertson elbow referee. Yeah, let's go with that. We've also got Jürgen Klopp on the advantages and looking ahead to the game next Monday against Leeds United. And Jamie Carragher has been keeping us all entertained with a staunch defence of Virgil van Dijk, yeah, on Twitter, taking on all comers in his defence of the Dutch mega centre-half. But we're going to begin with Andy Robertson. So, if you watched the game, of course, or were aware of any of the fallout of this, footage has emerged of Andy Robertson being elbowed by the assistant referee in that game at half-time. Konstantin Hatzidakis is his name. Yes, that is a loud thing, Christ. Konstantin Hatzidakis, I've got a lot of Liverpool Echo websites, which is where this is from. And Paul Gorse, the chief Liverpool correspondent, says that... yes, the PGMOL have made a decision on Konstantin Hatzidakis after the incident with Andy Robertson. Liverpool players were left furious with the conduct of assistant referee Konstantin Hatzidakis during their clash with Arsenal. It wasn't something that I saw at the time, but obviously it's been widely reported since that this took place, at the break, at the half-time break of the game. The Echo were writing, the official who stands accused of elbowing Andy Robertson at half-time will not be appointed to any fixtures while an investigation takes place. Konstantin Hatzidakis appeared to aim an elbow in the direction of Reds left-back Robertson as the defender tried to question him after the half-time whistle had sounded at Anfield on Easter Sunday. Mr. Hatzidakis was caught on camera as he seemed to strike the head of Robertson as tension spilled over into the interval after a fiery end to the first period of the game. Robertson, who was cautioned for accosting the official by match referee Paul Tierney, was visibly furious with the treatment and was eventually moved away from the scene by his teammates. The Professional Game Match Officials Limited, PGMOL, stated on Sunday afternoon that they were aware of the incident and that an investigation will be taking place to ascertain the full facts, and now they've confirmed that the linesman won't be assigned any games going forward while the investigation into what happened with Robertson continues. PGMOL will not be appointing Konstantin Hatzidakis to fixtures in any of the competition it serves whilst the FA investigates the incident involving the assistant referee and Liverpool defender Andrew Robertson at Anfield. Jürgen Klopp was asked about it. He said, "I didn't see it." He said, "I didn't see it. Now, obviously, I have to watch it, but I didn't, just because I cannot give you the answers. I didn't see it. I heard the pictures speak for themselves. I cannot say more. I didn't see a bit." No, we haven't heard talking about from the officials. They don't come to us. If we want to have something, then we have to go to them, and I didn't want anything. Clearly plenty more to come from this. Yeah, mild. About Jeff Shreves apparently saying Andy Robertson was absolutely apoplectic, stunned even. The linesman just elbowed me in the throat, is what he said. Jordan Henderson was well aware of it and led the remonstrations with referee Paul Tierney. And after that, it got taken away. Extraordinary scenes from Jeff Shreves there. Substitute Roberto Firmino headed in a late winner at Anfield, which is a nice little end to the article, but not relevant to the story, and I probably shouldn't have read it. Yeah, fascinating stuff. There'll definitely be more to come on this in the days to follow, and rest assured we'll have that covered as and when it happens. A couple of stats and interesting things. A couple of things that have come on the back of a bit of like post-match banter that have been expanded on. And the first one, this comes about via Andrew Beasley at BaseTune to Red. Wonderful, wonderful follow on Twitter if you're not doing so already. But Squawker, the official Squawker Twitter account, had put a tweet out post-match saying, did Diogo Jota score in his last 31 games for Liverpool? And then did 31 red crosses. But then follows on to say, but he does like playing against Arsenal. Ha, 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 ha. Hilarious banter. Andrew Beasley, being a normal human being, a sensible human being, and one who likes to, you know, to have more facts and stats around stuff than just lol banter, tweeted in reply, most LFC assists since Jota's last goal. So since Jota last scored for Liverpool, 31 games ago, as mentioned, Mohamed Salah has 15 assists. Andy Robertson has 10 assists. Kostas Tsimikas has 8. Roberto Firmino has 6. Trent Alexander-Arnold has 4. Diogo Jota has 11 assists in that time. So, yeah, as much as his goal return is not what we would all hope, or and I'm sure the player himself would expect, when you start a side with the banter side of things and you make a 1 point, it's not to say that Diogo Jota hasn't had a contributing factor towards Liverpool's time in that period. The only person who's got more assists in that time is, in fact, Mohamed Salah. So interesting stuff there. And you can have that one if anyone tries to come at you with that. Moving on to some more stats, and this one based around XG from at XG Philosophy on Twitter, that during the Arsenal game, Mohamed Salah accumulated 2.42 XG against Arsenal, the most he's ever generated in a single game. Wow. In a single, this is Mohamed Salah, who by all accounts has had far better seasons than the one that he's doing so far. This, has never accumulated more XG in a game of football than he did against Arsenal on Sunday. Very good indeed. And they actually follow this up as well, the XG Philosophy, that Liverpool actually created 1.85 XG more against Arsenal than they did in their 7-0 win against Manchester United. So in a game that Liverpool won 7-0 compared to a game they drew 2-2, yes, Liverpool created more XG against Arsenal, the champions elect, than they did against Manchester United. Yeah, a total XG of 4.76 expected goals in the 2-2 draw, which of course means very little in terms of the overall results. It doesn't mean that Liverpool get an extra point, but it is encouraging to see the Reds go so hard, so strong, and be so dominant in a game of football against a team that are, let's be honest, having a very, very good season indeed. Certainly some note of encouragement for the Reds in that one.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jürgen Klopp was speaking post-match. We've touched upon a little bit of that already in reaction to the Andy Robertson stuff. But this is Anfield via his post-match press conference and Karl Markham writing for Press Association. Liverpool manager Jürgen Klopp admits the draw with Arsenal has given him something to build on in the coming days. After losing to Man City, then only drawing against Chelsea in a disappointing display at Stamford Bridge, the Reds closed out what Klopp had said would be a defining week in their season with a positive. The game from two down to draw with the Premier League leaders, courtesy of Firmino's late goal, but it was the nature of performance, particularly in the second half, which gave Klopp cause for optimism. He said, "It's so important that this is not something now where we go home and don't get our arms down. That's something we have to take, and we have now a long week, which is a big difference as well. I like it. The fact that we have enough time to train, real time to train, real time to recover for a few boys, and real time to train bringing boys back. For Thiago, it's super important that he has had a few training sessions on top of the few he had. Luis Diaz will be back in full and normal team training and available for the game, so these things are really, really good news. Then we have to go again, this time Leeds. That will be a tough one, but no excuses. We have to make sure we are ready again and build on today. I said after the Chelsea game it was a step in the right direction. Probably a lot of people thought, what is he talking about? But it was a step from different points of view, and this was another step. We were part of a spectacular football game because we were good for an hour, okay, but conceding the first half an hour and then good. And we should have won the game, but we didn't, against a team in form flying. And then it goes on, defender Trent Alexander-Arnold, who provided a cross for Firmino after a delicious skip past Alexander Zinchenko, admitted the Reds finished the game frustrated. They'd not won after a much improved display after the break. He said, they're one of the two best teams in the league, them and City. Every game we want to go and get 3 points. Disappointed somewhat to not get it, but there were lessons in there, and we can play and have belief to play against a side like Arsenal, a quality side like Arsenal. We've shown on numerous occasions we can go toe-to-toe with the best in the league. Going two behind at home is never good, but we showed character. Got into the game, obviously. Got the late equaliser and a huge chance at the end to go and win it. We'll take the point, but we know it could have been three. Yes, good words from both. And yeah, and the Reds now have a week to train in advance of the Leeds United game, which is Monday Night Football next week. Speaking of Monday Night Football, Jamie Carragher, former Liverpool centre-half and current Sky pundit, has taken to Twitter to defend Virgil van Dijk, and a lot of it comes from an account called Football Tweet that says, Virgil van Dijk's drop-off is actually insane. People were comparing him to Terry, Company, Rio and Vidic. And Gabby Carragher responded, Virgil van Dijk is far better than Vidic, who was a top centre-back, but have you forgot his performances against Torres? Rio and JT had poor seasons in their careers, like all players. VVD is having one now. No centre-back in the Premier League era has ever had van Dijk's impact on a team. And of course, that in itself has led to a number of responses to that, which has kept Jamie Vizzi on his bank holiday Monday. He even went on to say, never mind the best centre-back in the league, he's been the best player in the league along with Kevin De Bruyne for 4 years before this one. We have never spoken about how other centre-backs being the best player before. That shows the level that he's at. Terry Fluers, who is involved with YouTube stuff and is actually quite a nice guy, although you'd never know it by how he conducts himself on Twitter and sometimes on YouTube, says, if you or anyone think... He said, sorry, Vidic arrived and Man United won 5 Premier Leagues, 1 Champions League, 3 League Cups and a Club World Cup. That is a bigger impact. Plus Torres scored three times in 15 games against Vidic, so Vidic won that war too. And Cara says, if you or anyone else thinks Vidic is better than Van Dijk, you're not watching the same game. He's miles better. There is a response from Mark Goldbridge, who is a genuine nice fella, although you wouldn't necessarily think it by now. He is. Says, I genuinely wouldn't take much notice on Carragher's opinion on centre-backs. He told everyone Martinez would flop without watching him because he was small. Martinez currently the best centre-back in the league on a debut season. Sit down. To which Carragher responded, the partnership of Maguire and Lindelof in the 1920 season conceded one less goal than Martinez and Varane have in this campaign. There are still nine games to go this season. Winky face. And Jay Bothroyd is a name that I never thought I would ever talk about ever again. Says, what is Virgil van Dijk better than Vidic at? Vidic got messed up by Pique Torres. Van Dijk is getting messed up by forwards at Bournemouth, Wolves, Forest, who are nowhere near as good as Torres. Rio, JT never had bad seasons. They had bad games. Plus, the forward you were playing against was better. Jimmy Carragher just says, passing, pace, in the air, 1v1 defending. The roads, sanitation, the aqueduct. Stellar. Absolute stellar work from Jamie Carragher. Love to see it. And yeah, if you want to keep abreast with all that, I imagine that will be ongoing throughout the rest of the day and may well be into tomorrow in the absence of more football to talk about. Make sure you follow Carra23 on Twitter to see who else he's been taking pop shots at and bodying with his replies. Right, that is it for Redmen Bite Size for today, but the content doesn't stop with me here, not by a long shot. If you need more, Journal Insight with Neil Jones from Thursday is a fascinating insight into a ton of Liverpool transfer rumours looking ahead to the summer. James Pearce joined me on Thursday Night Pint to obviously preview the weekend's games, but that was cool. But we also got him on Red Men Uncensored, which was about a 30-odd minute chat, free-form life chat. It is the best podcast that we produce on a weekly basis. We've got a wide array of guests who are like, you know what, famous Liverpool fans, journalists, ex-players, actors, all kinds. Just a brilliant, brilliant cavalcade of Liverpool-related stars on that show, all just revealing mad shit about their lives. And James Pearce actually answered really, really well, talking about questions around some of the abuse that he's received this season, his fallout with Jürgen Klopp and more. So if you want to get the inside story on that, then check out Red Men Uncensored right now, either in a video or as a podcast. And we have just recorded the Biased Football podcast for this week, where we had a big old chat about the state of Chelsea Football Club upon Frank Lampard's losing return to the hot seat. A little bit on Rafa Benitez's future, the Leicester job up for grabs, and Man City hitting title-winning form and beyond. So yeah, if you like what we do here and you want more of me and any of the other people, of course, who contribute to the Bite Size podcast on a daily basis, then come over to redmenplus.com. If you join as a monthly club captain and use the code Bite Size, BITESIZE, on the payment screen, then we're going to give you 50% off for 3 months. It's a huge discount. Get yourself in, get yourself comfortable, get your feet up, get your podcasting ears on, and you can listen to all that great studio content in podcast form, or you can watch the videos as well if you want to see our smiling faces. Then do that, and yeah, you can get 50% off for 3 months using the code BITESIZE. Highly, highly recommended. We'll be switching those codes up very soon, so yeah, do get involved while it is still there for you. If you enjoy the free stuff, then yeah, we've got loads more Liverpool stuff from all kinds of angles, getting you closer to the football club and the vibes in the city of Liverpool. Even when the Reds are rubbish, we are there to hold your hand through and make sure we come out feeling all right about life, the universe and everything. Anyway, that's it from me, Paul Machen. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the bank holiday, and I'll be back with another Bite Size later this week. Ta-da.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.